Warning, this podcast may contain graphic violence, sexual themes, and bad language. If our language offends you, we apologize, but we do not give a fuck. Be mindful of your kids listening.
The Evil Never Dies Podcast.
Thank you. What's going on, everybody? Thanks for listening to the show. I'm Brett, and I am flying solo tonight. So I'm going to talk about one of my favorite albums, Type O Negative, Slow, Deep, and Hard. As you can probably tell from the music at the beginning. So anyway, the way this album came about sort of screwed up. It was released June 14th, 1991 on Roadrunner Records, but they weren't even Type O Negative to begin with. They were actually a band called Repulsion, and the name of the album was going to be None More Negative. This was all after the lead vocalist Peter Steele left his previous band Carnivore and started up Type O Negative, but he was under contract with Roadrunner Records and he could not release. They wouldn't pay for the studio time for him to do an album underneath another name, so they had a demo for the None More Negative album, and they just changed it to Type O Negative and did the demo album as Slow, Deep, and Hard. Now, this album's sort of messed up. The lyrics and stuff in it, they're really dark and talk about all kinds of stuff. Broken romance, cheating women, a lot of anger, hatred, depression. Basically, the album is about the lead singer Peter Steele's past relationship he had. Basically, it's about him catching his girlfriend cheating on him, and he's going to go track her down and kill her, go home, get drunk, and kill himself is basically what the whole album's about. So I guess you could say it's a concept album. All right, like I said, the lead vocalist and bass player is Peter Steele. And you got Kenny Hickey on guitar and backing vocals. Josh Silver on keyboards, organ, and he also did the special effects and samples on that too, and also backing vocals. And then you got Sal Abruscato on drums and backing vocals. And they had some session artists on there too. The Benson Hoist Lesbian Choir, which was actually a bunch of Peter Steele's friends from his neighborhood of Bensonhurst, Brooklyn, New York. All right, the album cover. It was pretty controversial. It's actually a blurred out picture of how Peter Steele describes it as a penis going into a vagina, so what? So, yeah, that's the album cover. All right, let's go through the songs here. Track one is Unsuccessfully Coping with the Natural Beauty of Infidelity. And this thing's 12 minutes and 35 seconds long. And basically talking about his girlfriend screwing around on him. And track two is Der Untermensch. Hope I said that right. That song's basically talking about Pete Steele's loathing for people taking advantage of the welfare system in the U.S. Zero Tolerance, track three, is back to his girlfriend again, planning on how he's gonna track her down and kill her with an axe. And Track 4, Prelude to Agony. Okay, this song, it's sort of messed up. It's just over 12 minutes long. And basically what it's talking about is him meeting up with her, violently raping her, and killing her. All right, track 5, Glass Walls of Limbo. Now, this is a 6.5 minute instrumental song, and it's got the choir in it. This really, it sounds like something he would have did with his former band, Carnivore, to me. It's pretty cool, though. All right, track 6, The Misinterpretation of Silence and Its Disastrous Consequences. All it is a minute of silence. Little joke by PETA there. All right, track 7, Gravitational Constant. This song is about him after he murders his girlfriend. He goes back and thinks he's a big piece of shit, basically, and he has no reason to live, and so he puts a bullet in his head. In 2009, they remastered the album, and they put a bonus track on there, Hey Pete, which is actually a cover of Hey Joe by Jimi Hendrix. It's pretty cool, too. I like that song, the way they did it. It's very interesting. But anyway, Peter Steele, boy, he had a pretty dark, some dark, demented thoughts, for sure. A little trivia. This album is the only album that they had the name of the band imprinted on the top left corner and the album title on the bottom right. All the other albums have the band title wrapped on the top right corner and the album title on the bottom left. And that's about it for what I got for Slow, Deep, and Hard. I suggest listening to this and reading the lyrics along with it so you can actually get the gist of how fucked up he was in the head. So that's it. I appreciate it, guys. If you like what you hear, leave us a review on iTunes. If you got any requests or anything for topics, send us an email, evilneverdiespod@gmail.com. Other than that, y'all have a good evening and stay evil.